Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
That's good.
I'm vibing our new aircon situation.
Everyone at home is probably like, why do they keep going on about the blimmin' aircon?
Well, I mean, it has a kind of a great physical and psychic presence in the station,
it
I think.
Does, absolutely.
I don't know if anyone's seen, like, I think specifically Tarkovsky's Solaris, but generally a 70s sci-fi vibe of having these big tubes kind of running through all the hallways and these kind of large screaming machines that you have to step over. Like, they're not like inset into the walls. They're like a real kind of, do you know the architect Philip Johnson?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
He made this like structure where everything is the wrong size, and so you have to like duck or like step over things, and it's to make you aware of physical space. And I felt that today with our new air conditioning situation.
This is a beautiful breakdown
of it. You can tell I have had no one to be like a nerdy loser at for ages.
Well, luckily we can all be big old nerds together, because that's basically the MO of Word Salad. What are we talking about today, Amelia? Where are we going in the world of etymology?
Well, we've had a request from Zoe's mam.
Shout out to Zoe's mom
to talk about cahoots. And at first I was like, I don't know what there is to say about cahoots, and then I looked and there's a lot of people having a big fight about where the word cahoots comes from.
Can we start at the beginning? Cahoots is a word that I use, but I just realized I've never really thought about what it actually means.
I mean, it kind of just means like in collaboration or partnership.
Okay.
But it generally has like a sinister or conspiratorial
undertone
connotation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you usually wouldn't say two people were in cahoots if they were like writing an essay together, or like
but if they were
baking
like
a cake,
unless
you were
trying
to be a bit cheeky
dairy,
about it,
that might be in cahoots.
My high school English teacher accused me and my friend of being in cahoots one day after class.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me.
What were you in cahoots about?
We were just chuckling.
Just generally
at
in
the back.
Cahoots.
She was I know you two are in cahoots. I'm like,
ah. Exactly.
It's starting to feel like a holiday destination.
We're all off to cahoots in March. So basically there are... People will tell you that there's two, but there are three versions of where this term comes from.
Okay.
So kind of the most popular one, and the one that I find the least believable. so this is the one favoured by the OED, is that...
What's the OED?
Oxford English Dictionary.
I've got you.
Thank you.
So this is the idea that we... So our earliest attestation in like English of... We're going to tie back to the last one of last year a little bit in a second.
Okay.
But our early is from Georgia in the United States, Augusta, Georgia, from, I think, 1829.
Yes.
Is our earliest attestation of cahoots, except it's cahoot. It's cahoot
a
for
single
about...
cahoot.
So it's in cahoot for about 30 years, and then it becomes in cahoots after that. But it seems to start in the southern United States.
Okay.
And for some reason, a lot of people think... Ah, of course, this must be related to a Scots term that we last hear of in 1508.
Okay, right. How do we get from Scotland to Georgia, though?
So this is the question.
Right.
So basically, the story of this origin is that in Scots, you have this word cahoot, C-A-H-U-T-E, in like old Scots, like 1508 Scots.
So this is where it links back to the old Lang Syne episode of last year. If anyone wants to go back in the B-casts.
Exactly. And so that is like, it means like a small cabin of a ship, or like kind of by extension, any like small, very small apartment or room.
Okay, yeah.
And that is from a French word, cahoot. It's also spelt the same way. Meaning a cabin, a small enclosed, like standalone room kind
Got
of
you.
A thing.
Okay.
And so the idea here is that at some point during this 300-year period, which we have no attestation for, it took on a metaphorical meaning, like being in the same boat as somebody.
Okay.
So that you're in, so that you're in the small cabin of a ship with someone.
You're in cahoots.
You're in cahoot with them.
You're in cahoot.
You're not in the cahoot or in a cahoot. So for some reason, you're in cahoot. you guys are house together. What? So this is the one
you don't think is very believable.
I'm giving it a little bit of a. Maybe giving it as generous a description as I could, but that is the facts of it.
My word.
And so I think this one is favored because there's an idea that Scots is like pretty much English. And so if we have a Scots attestation, that means that it's like more likely to be the root of our like English word. And there were Scottish settlers in the 1820s in Georgia.
Okay.
So
there's a chance.
There's an idea that they maybe brought this 300-year-old word for a small cabin on a boat with them, and they started using it in a kind of nefarious political sense.
Okay. So that's one theory.
That's one, and that's kind of the longest theory. I could see you being like...
checking the old clock. So that is one theory, though, but that's the one you don't really... think is maybe the one.
I think it's a little bit far-fetched, to be honest. I think it relies on this idea that Scots is pretty much English.
Which, as we came to the conclusion in the last episode.
We got so many texts about that. People should not get angry at me, and they should maybe read a book.
Zinger.
Or both. Like, I don't... That's fine. You can be angry at me.
If you want to hear more about Scots as a language, then you can listen to our last B-cast of Word Salad from last year.
And text in about it again.
Anyway. So, importantly, there was no attestation for that for a very long time.
Okay, so like, we're skeptical.
It's not that it was like a Scots word that continued to be used. It was a Scots word that stopped being used in about the... you know, early 1500s. So the other idea is that it's from cohort.
Cohort.
And
okay.
Specifically the kind of like French and or Spanish, but probably French if we're looking at Georgia, because there were like refugees from the French Revolution there. There were French people in the southern United States, like especially Louisiana, but also like places like Georgia. And so the idea is that cohort, meaning, you know, like originally a group of soldiers, but kind of any like small grouping of people, like people talk about classes as cohorts now.
He was
followed by his cohort, or like they
peers.
They were in cohort, and so that is, I think, more something
more believable that you get cohort to cahoots.
Yeah, because I think, and I want to hear you do a French accent again. That's almost...
Sorry to all my French teachers in my life.
Almost cahoot. And I think you did have French speakers and English speakers intermingling in this period. And so it's not totally unbelievable that you would pick up this word. And because in cohort is also much more grammatically...
close to in cahoots as well.
Yeah.
In cahoots.
Yeah,
I'm
rather than in hut.
We've just got to pause and acknowledge that Zoe, who actually speaks French, has just been cringing at every...
Zoe, do you want to give us cohort in French?
It's just going to be the same as how Rach said it.
Oh, go on.
Le cohort.
Hey!
There you go. And now you have to say it in a Southern American accent, Rach?
Oh, hang on. That's going to be bad.
Get into character.
No, I can't do it. I don't want to... incite anybody's
wrath.
Let's
draw a veil over that section of the conversation.
Okay, so we've got cohort cahoots. What's the third option?
So, and this is not talked about heaps because it's a little bit cloudy, but in 1830, we have an etymology given in South Carolina. Someone wrote down where they thought the word came from, like a year after we have our first attestation of the word existing. And this is from a domestic slang from what is called a cracker dictionary. I'm going to get banned from Twitch. And they say cahoot is from the Okmulgee dialect.
Oh.
And so they're saying it's from an indigenous North American language. And
true.
I have seen other people saying, like, without having seen this, they are saying like, oh, this reminds me of a word from this language or from this language. Like, we have a similar word that means a similar thing. And I think this is as believable as cohort. But okay. I would like to look into it more. But I thought you might want to hear some of the other words in the Cracker Dictionary.
Yeah, go on then. What's in the Cracker Dictionary?
Ramscroogious.
Ooh, okay.
I like it.
Tolerably rapid.
Oh, yes.
Snowless bolus.
Snowless bolus.
Nolan's volans.
Wait, hang on. What
whether or not.
Oh, okay.
Conflustration.
Conflustration.
Consarn.
Wait, what does conflustration mean?
Oh, sorry, it's a large pack or gang of dogs, etc.
That's not what I thought it was going to mean. What was the other one?
Consarn, which is a curious thing, not describable. A Ouija, a carriage with a fifth wheel or any strange vehicle. And it gives us this little sentence at the end. I'm about to enter into cahoot with Jeremiah Diggs, who is a Ramscroogious snorter when breezy. He goes to work snowless bolus with a conflustration at his heels, mounted on his Ouija and driving a sort of consarn cozy like a ring-tailed Scrooger.
Was that like the Jabberwocky or something? That just literally sounded like a verse from some...
So this is like... I mean, I would take a lot of it with a pinch of salt. This is very much a, like, know what your teens mean when they use these internet acronyms.
Yes, yep.
But I think there might be some truth to some of it.
So we're going with possibly cahoots comes from a Native American word, and possibly it comes from French. But we don't think...
Spanish, but probably French, because both French and Spanish have
similar word.
So maybe from Okmulgee, maybe from Spanish, maybe from French. Probably not from Scots, although, like, you know.
Go off.
If you're Scottish and you're from Georgia, let us know. But yeah, I think it's very interesting that this word it pops up. Yeah, it's very interesting.
All the time.
People are putting it in inverted commas at first, which I love.
In cahoots?
They're like, this is the hip new word.
Well, I've enjoyed being in cahoots with both of you. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet. We will see you next week.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.